All right, it is 7 o'clock. I'm going to call the December 12th Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township meeting to order. I ask for a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, roll call of the board. Bo Miller?
Present.
Mark Sattler, present. Dave Bench?
Present.
Roll call complete. Minutes. We have the minutes from the last meeting, November 28th. I had reviewed those minutes, and I move to accept the minutes. I can second that. Roll call vote. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler, yes. Dave Bench?
I guess I'll abstain. I read them though. It sounds all right, but okay. I'll abstain.
All right. Okay. Fiscal officer's report.
You want me to read that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Okay. In Joel's absence.
So Joel's not here. So payment listings. Electronic 152-2023 through 158-2023 and checks 22235 through 22299 totaling $61,601.68. The receipt detail for this month is $16,698.06. And the fund status in the pool investments is $638,483.55. Available in the checking is $821,629.55 for a grand total of $1,460,113.10.
Is there a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report as read?
I so move.
I'll second that. Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler, yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The fiscal officer's report is approved. Next, zoning department. Linda.
Right. I have three things. I have a pending permit for 10050 Corduroy. That's a lot that's been there for a long, long time. Right around the corner off of Yandota. They have just some things to work out and to move their pond. We have a hearing coming up on Thursday, a BZA hearing at 6 regarding setback relief. They want to put some porches on their home, and that'll make it over the setbacks. Also, anyone that's interested, we have a couple board positions open. I'm going to put the application on the website, or you can get them in the township office.
Linda, is that for the Zoning Commission or the
Zoning
BZA?
Zoning and BZA.
An opening on both.
And technically, they're both, we have a full board, so it's the alternates.
Right.
And since we redo the board positions coming up in December and December beginning of January, thought it a good time to try to get it up to
very good.
Two. That's all I have.
Okay. All right. Any questions for Linda? None. Okay. Anything from rec department?
Gary's not on.
Okay. Nothing from fire department today.
One thing
okay.
from the fire is. The tanker will be here tomorrow at around 1, if you'd like to look at that.
The new tanker, right, great.
So somewhere around 1 o'clock, it'll be here. So if you guys would like to stop down. Tony's actually under the weather, so we decided to try to stay home tonight for a while.
That's good, yeah, let him get some rest.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
Okay, all right, very good, thank you. Any questions for Kevin? With his fire hat on? Okay. All right. Kevin, maintenance department?
Just a couple things going on right now. We are still doing some guardrail mowing, and we're also going, like, on Van Dyke, between Van Dyke and Corduroy, the farm there. We're going to be working the other sides of those ditches with the mower. So don't be surprised if you still see a mower out running around. Just be cautious of the tractor weaving around signs.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll most probably, if the weather holds out, I'd like to do it for a while yet and get everything cleaned up that we haven't been able to get.
Okay, very good.
Other than that, we're doing some maintenance in the shop, just starting some of our winter maintenance for spring. That's it, other than just a couple citizen issues going on.
You itching to use that new snowplow?
Not really. I keep forgetting it's over in the other barn, and I'd like to keep it that way until it's like 75.
Okay.
Kevin, should I talk to, I'll probably see the engineer probably Thursday. Should I ask if they're going to come back out again and do some guardrail mowing?
Yeah, if they're going to.
I'll tell them the tractor's available.
Did we actually get the roads in their meeting today? Do you know?
No, I'll tell them later, but no.
Yeah, because the roads that the county did offer up to us, well, didn't offer, was going to cram down our throat or did. They actually have brush and trees growing out of their friggin' guardrail just from neglect from Lucas County itself and basically the engineer. For instance, like on Bowes Road at Lyons, from Route 2 to the bridge, I mean, there's stuff that's a couple inches in diameter. So you know nobody's been down there and cut any of that in a long time. And it's 3 feet or more above the guardrails even.
Mm.
So, but no, there's some stuff that I'd like to see done if that ever happens. But, and our guardrail repairs, I forgot. I figured she might ask a little later. But I'm still waiting on a price from Aaron Gray yet.
The guardrail on Mariah.
Yep. And when mm-hmm. I get his in, he did call me the other day. He's been busy, but he told me by the end of this week he'd have me a bid. And that way, at that point, can make a decision on him or the county or whatever.
Very good. So, okay.
That's all I got unless somebody has got something.
Thank you, Kevin. Any questions for Kevin?
No.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Kevin. Old business. David, projects in bidding process. Seaman Road, Rachel Road, East Road.
Seaman Road, I'll have everything the end of next week on the bids on that to get that cleaned from North Curtis to Kuzno Road. And the East, Rachel and East, I got one bid and the other bid will be here tomorrow. And Thursday I'll see the engineer and I told him today that I would probably bring those two bids and show it to him. And then maybe next week we can have a special meeting and approve that. And then the fellas can get the tile ordered, and we can get that done this maybe before Christmas even.
Okay. Good. Very good. All right. The other item of old business is the zoning text amendments that were tabled at the last meeting. There were three. One dealt with Section 1631 solar. The second one dealt with wording changes recommended by the attorney, and the third one dealt with Section 2403G. And I believe...
It's towards the back.
Is it towards the back? Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, 2403G had to dealt with. It's further understood that one notice specifying the violation shall be sufficient notification for repeat offenders. Okay. Is there a motion to approve all three text amendments?
Hold on one thing. So at the last meeting, I did say that there were some questions I had to ask about this,
sure.
And I did reach out to get some clarification on these, and I just want to explain some of the clarifications,
sure.
a couple small things. So the one thing that I did, the first thing was the violations, the, you know, the if you're a repeat offender, you know how that works. And Linda, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, this is at the call of the prosecutor. So you have to make it all, this isn't you, this isn't the zoning board, right. this is the prosecutor.
Correct.
Okay.
And you would all have to approve it before it would go there.
To the prosecutor. Okay. So that was my first question, and I could live with that. The second question that I had in concern with the solar field, or not the solar fields, but the solar panels on the roof of the house, was the way I was reading it in the beginning was if you lived on the north side of the road, you would not be able to put a solar panel on your front of your house because, you know, it faced south. And it's basically the elevation.
Yep, it's the elevation. If you change the pitch of the roof, then you can't. But if you put it on the roof,
it can't be higher than the peak of your house.
Correct.
Without going through the variance right. process. So those were the two questions that I had concerns on in all this, and they were answered
okay.
satisfactory for my liking on the
thing. So. I watched the video last night after I got home yesterday and went through that, and then I went through this too, so mm-hmm. I feel that I know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Bo, do you want to make that motion to approve the three text amendments?
I so move.
I can second it.
Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler, yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Okay, text amendments are approved. Very good. All right. Any other old business, gentlemen? No? Okay. New business, cannabis resolution.
All right. So, we all know they passed the recreational marijuana use in the state of Ohio. I've seen the precincts, you know, Jerusalem Township voted for it. However, in there, we did not vote to want dispensaries. So I've been keeping a close eye on this, and the OTA just came out with resolutions that will allow us to prevent dispensaries from coming to Jerusalem Township. So these dispensaries will do nothing for us. They're not going to benefit the township at all. We don't get tax dollars from it. It's not saying can't have your recreational marijuana. It just, me being a trustee growing up in this township my entire life, I don't want to see it. If you go up into Monroe, I was in Munising, Michigan over the summer, way up in the UP in a little town, and there were four on a city block. And there was literally the town can't be much bigger than Jerusalem Township. And there were four of them in a city block. So the OTA came out with the resolutions, which is the Ohio Township Association. We basically used their exact verbiage. This was sent off to John Burrell, Lucas County Prosecutor, for approval. Mm-hmm. So there's actually two of them here. One is for the adult use cannabis operators, and the other one is for the medical marijuana. Now, if I'm correct, in our zoning, Linda, we already touched on the medical,
correct?
Back in 2016, so we touched on that. So I have two resolutions that I would like to present tonight to vote on.
Okay.
So.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
As a member of the Zoning Commission, we have tabled that marijuana issue and the dispensary, the cultivation, and the production until our next meeting so we could study it better. And I don't understand how the Board of Trustees thinks they can vote on something that's a zoning issue that hasn't been forwarded to them from the Zoning Commission. I think it's inappropriate.
Well.
If you're going to have a commission to do their job, to pass it on to the trustees for their vote,
mm-hmm.
then don't skip the commission with your proposals without being it passed to you. So
this is one of them, Jim, that, you know, we're the ones sitting up here, we're the bosses in this. This is one that I feel we're going to pass the zoning commission on to get this done, to get this. This is something that I've been watching since November to see if there's any legislation that came out that can prevent this.
I understand that, but what are you saying to the zoning commission? You might as well disabolish this and do as you please on every issue.
No.
I checked with the Board of Election, and in the Jerusalem Township, it passed 60 to 40. So we asked for more time to study it and do our homework and research it to bring it to you guys. And now you're going to slap us in the face and say, well, what you guys pass on to us doesn't matter. We're going to do it.
This isn't a slap in the face.
Oh, yeah. Ask your zoning commission if it isn't.
Well, if the zoning commission feels that strong about it, they can vote me out in 2 years. But this is something that I want to pass. I feel very strongly about it. It's something that the language came out. I want to move on it. I don't want to wait. I want to get this done. I know the state hasn't even issued licenses yet, but we have no reason to even open up that door. And we did, the zoning commission did bring to us the medical marijuana resolution that is in there, so.
And it's two different things too. So you're not changing the zoning code.
Correct.
The state has given trustees the authority to pass a resolution to prohibit. So zoning could have moved as far as a text amendment. Trustees can move as far as a resolution.
So yeah, this is very different. This is a trustee resolution.
Yeah.
Right. So. Okay.
So could, with that being the case, could you wait till the zoning commission's recommendation and still propose whatever your proposal is going to be and vote on it? I just can't see that in the future, at any time, that you're going to circumvent the zoning commission for your own needs.
This was done at the state level to make this a trustee issue.
Correct.
The state pulled it out from under the zoning commission.
Well, then Linda, I would have to ask you then, why did you bring it to the zoning commission the other night at our meeting?
I brought it to you for discussion.
Okay.
All right. So, resolution number for the first one will be 12122023-00. Board of Township Trustees of Jerusalem Township, Lucas County, brought forward a resolution to prohibit adult use cannabis operators within the unincorporated area of Jerusalem Township, Lucas County. The Board of Township Trustees of Jerusalem Township, Lucas County met on Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, with the following members present: Mark Sattler, Bo Miller, and David Bench. Trustee Miller moved that the following resolution be adopted. Whereas on November 7th, 2023, voters in Ohio approved State Issue 2, which enacts new Chapter 3780 of the Ohio Revised Code, effective 30 days from the date of election. And whereas Chapter 3780 authorizes and regulates recreational adult use cannabis in the state of Ohio, and whereas Revised Code 3780.25 authorizes townships to prohibit or limit the number of adult use cannabis operators as defined in Revised Code 3780.01 within the unincorporated area of the township. And whereas medical marijuana is regulated in Ohio by Chapter 3796 of the Ohio Revised Code. And whereas Revised Code 3780.25 similarly authorizes townships to prohibit or limit the number of marijuana cultivators, processors, or retail dispensaries licensed under Chapter 3796 within the unincorporated area of the township. And whereas the Board of Trustees finds it to be in the best interest of the township to prohibit adult use cannabis operators licensed under chapter 3780, as well as cultivators, processors licensed under chapter 3796 within the unincorporated area of the township. Now therefore, be it resolved as follows. All terms used in this resolution shall be defined in the same manner as revised code chapter 3780 as it pertains to adult use cannabis. All terms used in this resolution but not defined in those chapters for purpose of this resolution in a manner to be consistent with the use of such terms in both chapters. Adult use cannabis operators are hereby prohibited from operating within the unincorporated area of Jerusalem Township, Lucas County.
I'll second that. Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler, yes. David Bench.
Yes.
Okay, resolution 1212-2023-00 is approved. All right. The second resolution is resolution 1212-2023-01. The Board of Township Trustees of Jerusalem Township, Lucas County. A resolution establishing a prohibition on the cultivation, processing, and retail, dispensing of medical marijuana, and prohibiting the cultivation, processing, and retail dispensing of medical marijuana in all zoning districts in Jerusalem Township. The Board of Township Trustees of Jerusalem Township, Lucas County, met on Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, with the following members present. Mark Sattler, Bo Miller, David Bench. Trustee Sattler moved that the following resolution be adopted. Whereas on June 8th, 2016, Substitute House Bill number 523 was passed by the 131st Ohio General Assembly and thereupon signed by Governor Kasich, June 9th, 2016, authorizing the use of marijuana for medical purposes and establishing the Medical Marijuana Control Program. And whereas 131 sub House Bill 523, among other things, requires that the Ohio Department of Commerce and State Board of Pharmacy administer a medical marijuana control program, permits a patient upon the recommendation of a physician to use medical marijuana to treat a qualifying medical condition, permits state regulatory oversight of the cultivation, processing, retail, sale, use, and physician recommendation of medical marijuana, authorizes the legislature authority of a municipal corporation or a board of township trustees to adopt regulations to prohibit or limit the number of retail medical marijuana dispensaries, and prohibits a cultivator, processor, retail dispensary, or a laboratory from being located or relocating within 500 feet of a school, church, public library, public playground, or public park, and whereas upon enactment of 131 sub House Bill 523 requires the creation of a state board that will, in time, determine a regulatory scheme to provide for the just and proper regulation of medical marijuana. And whereas marijuana, cannabis, is listed with the Drug Enforcement Agency as a Schedule I drug having no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse as of the date this ordinance was introduced, and whereas, pursuant to the Constitution of the State of Ohio and the revised code, townships have the power to adopt legislation deemed necessary and proper to protect the health, safety, welfare, comfort, and peace of the citizens of the township, including restricting areas used for business and trades, and whereas the act included the adoption of Ohio Revised Code 3, Section 3796.29, which authorized the Board of Township Trustees to adopt by resolution restrictions including the complete prohibition of cultivators, processors, or retail dispensaries within said township, and whereas this township has determined it to be in the best interest of the community health, safety, and welfare to prohibit any cultivation, processing, or retail dispensing of marijuana, including for medical purposes, in any form within Jerusalem Township. Now, therefore, be it resolved that cultivation, processing, or retail dispensing of marijuana for medical purposes is hereby specifically prohibited anywhere within Jerusalem Township. Is there a second?
I can second that.
Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler, yes. David Bench?
Yes.
Resolution 12-12-2023-01 has been approved. And those will be ready for signature. All right. Next item on the agenda, David, County Commissioners meeting this today on roads.
It took my whole afternoon, but here we go. I'll tell you the scenario, how this all started. I was leaving for California last Tuesday, I believe, and I got an email that they were going to give us more roads than they said they were going to. And so I sent it off to Kevin quick, so you guys had it at the meeting. And Panuski finally caught me in the Redwoods. I was taking a hike. Yosemite. Yeah, he was.
He disturbed you in your, on your hike.
And he told me what was going to happen. I goes, well, I guess that's going to happen. I guess there's nothing I can do about it because the commissioners can do it. So when I got back, I think I had Lisa Sobecki's telephone number. So I called her up while I was out there too. And she's a very good lady, if no one knows, but she's excellent, excellent commissioner. And she said, well, I told her our problem and everything. And she says, well, David, I'll help you out here. And which she did. She called Panuski up. And so when I got home, Panuski called me again. the commissioners really got on his tail about this. And when I did get home, I went out and measured Cedar Point Road because that's the one that really bothered me, Bo. It's really narrow there on the east end. So I got out and measured it, and it's almost 3 foot difference from the east to when you get up by Maumee Bay. So I told him today that, he called me even this morning before he knew I was going to the meeting because the commissioners said, and the commissioners allowed me to talk.
Really?
And usually you don't get to talk there. But I found out, Sobecki told me that if you talk to one of the commissioners, they will allow you to do this. That was never mentioned before. So I got up and did my spiel and everything, and I knew that he wasn't going to give us all the roads this year because Lisa came up to me and says, I talked to him again, David. And so when I got up, I knew what was going on, and I said that we will not receive the roads this year. First, they will all be brought up to date, you know, like your road will be fixed better. And I think they're going to tear up Wheeler. And some of that has to be done, like on Cedar Point. That has to be ripped up to, I'd say, Kuzno and fixed, right? And he's talking about just tar and chip and then the rest of it, you know, up to Oregon.
So the only bad thing, and I know that this is coming, but, I mean, you're getting roads now with bridges.
Well, I mean, still controls the bridges.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still going to control the bridges.
We have no financial responsibility for any bridge, like Donovan Road Bridge. That is actually still controlled by the county.
Okay.
Any guardrail that would attach to a bridge, I don't know for how many feet the county will cover. Beyond that, it's all ours. And guardrail is not cheap to fix.
No.
So are we getting these in 24 then?
Yeah.
How many?
What you read last year, last week.
So it'll come in 24 for, so that you'll have financial responsibility for it for 2025, right?
Yeah.
Not in 2024.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have to make sure that they bring all the upgrades the way we want it.
Well, Wheeler was supposed to be a complete grind and repave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember sitting in the meeting with him.
And I'm hoping that we can get him to do that on Cedar Point. You know, up to Curtis, because that's just terrible there.
So what money are we going to gain? I know that whatever money we do get is not enough to maintain these roads, but what money are we getting
from them? I read it. I can't tell you right now.
We get some from the state for mileage, and we get some gas tax.
Yeah. There's a certain amount. I read it. in that paperwork where it said when we got the roads, it tells you how we get the roads and all that says in there, but I can't remember.
It's very little.
Yeah, it's very little, yeah.
What about the road mowing now? That's all ours now too?
The what?
The road mowing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everything.
It's not going to hurt us right away, but in 10 years or 15, when these roads are going to need a lot of work, yeah. That's when it's going to come. Yeah, that's when it's going to hurt us.
You're going to find out, and we can't afford to hire more people, but you're going to get to the point where we were at with all the municipal mowing we were doing. During a typical year of rain, you are almost going to have to keep somebody mowing the roads.
Constantly.
Whether they're in the tractor mowing the flat surfaces, or they move over to the articulating mower and are mowing ditches. Because there's a lot of guardrail on them roads. If you ride them roads, just about everything they give us, the longest part is Cedar Point that doesn't have as much guardrail. Everything else is full of guardrail.
Yeah, Kuzno.
And yeah. Right now it's also full of trees.
Well, that's another thing I'm going to try and do too. There'll be more talks that we talk to him, and I'm going to make sure these ditches are clean too and brushed. Yeah,
because the other conversation that I've been hearing is basically it's sort of like Ottawa County's had to do. Any township in Ottawa County, if they ask the county to do anything for them, like even the road projects, draw up our bid packages, they bill them for everything. Where for as long as I've been here, we've never been charged for anything but one catch basin they built, which became a very expensive thing for the county when they found out what I was going to charge them for all the salt and everything they had in their salt shed per ton. Then it changed and we got credited back for that catch basin. But it's a monster. And eventually it's going to eat the township, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not going to be here, Dave's not, you're not. By the time this happens, even though we're planning for it now as much as we can, the only thing that I can tell you is we've got to just increase the amount of tar and chip we put down, and you just don't stop every year. You're going to have X amount of miles being tarred and chipped because it's...
And
once
we can.
It gets ahead of you. You're not touching.
We can get away without. We don't. We're not going to have to spend the money on striping, are we? And we can get away with that. I mean, the Ottawa County doesn't stripe any of the roads, any of their township roads.
No, very seldom. But a lot of them also don't meet the requirements. Anything that we would consider a major road, I would at a minimum have a center line put in it, especially if we got intersections that are busy.
Correct.
Definitely have them done. But really, painting, that's about the cheapest thing that we're going to get into on these.
Yeah, we're going to spend any.
But that's a way to save some of the money in. And make sure that the year, if it's 25 that we take over, that they are all painted in 24.
Everything's done. We got to make sure everything's done in 24.
That way you'd have... If it's painted right, which anymore, it doesn't last long. It doesn't matter who's doing it because all it's used now is the latex paint. So the wear factor on that's very low. So you're going to get 3, maybe 4 years out of it, depending on the amount of traffic on it. So you'll have that much time to make up your mind on what you're going to do and what you're not.
I was told the other day that there will be no oil-based paint like Rust-Oleum in that even sold anymore. This is it.
So, Dave, did he agree to the bringing the roads to the standards?
Yeah.
Because that was, I mean, when they started putting, like, Main Street and some of them other, you know, everything north of Corduroy, they were to bring all them up to...
And if you remember right with him, either the commissioners are going to do this or he should be in writing. Because we're still dealing with his problems that he promised that he would fix when we got the first roads dumped on.
Right.
And it's a shame being a small township like we are, we got to fight with that big of a government entity over something as simple as this. And if you'll pay attention, every one of those roads he's given us, just about every one of those roads have a drainage problem on them presently that we've been battling for 10 years. They'll no longer get paid for pumping Cedar Point Road anymore either.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
So this bill that Joel made up for me and sent in tonight, well, since we didn't inherit them this year, would have been our last time we ever got reimbursed for it. So that's something else. It's another cost that's out there that nobody realizes we pay.
There's something else coming up on that, though. I got another thing to bring on that. We might not even have to pump anymore.
So please, if there's anybody else that's got some ideas or sees grants out, when they dump these on us, we're going to have to find some money to try to stay way ahead of this, or you're going to lose and we'll be driving basically on roads like we had, it was probably 14 years ago, 15 years ago in Reno Beach, where some of them were worse than most people's stone driveways. So
why can't we just tell them, no, we don't want the roads, and if they're going to force them on us, we want the revenue that we've already paid to maintain them roads turned over to the township.
Loopholes, Bill. He found a loophole. That's how he's doing it.
Well, David, I thank you for working.
Let's sue him.
David, I thank you for working with the commissioners, and at this point, you know, certainly delaying this. Gives us a little bit more time, gives time for the county to bring the roads up to spec. There may be other alternatives that can be worked on during 2024 to try to address alternatives or to counter this. I mean, 7 miles of road. Kevin, last I heard, asphalt was about $100,000 a mile, something like that. It's more than $100,000 a mile? Yeah. So that's a lot of money.
And, you know, tar and chip a mile right now.
Yeah, it's about a tenth of that.
Yeah, most probably $10,000, yeah. Something like that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, David, for your efforts. All right. Number three on new business. We do need to set a date for the 2024 organizational meeting. Gentlemen, I think the fiscal officer has requested something in the first week of January.
Alex, what does your schedule look like for the first week of January?
I'm open. Double check. I don't have anything planned.
David, how about you?
I think I'm pretty well open.
Yep, I'm open.
Okay, so you're open. So we won't have a meeting until the 9th. So he wants to do it in that first week. You got the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 5th. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Tuesday sounds good to me.
Tuesday work for you?
Fine with me.
7 o'clock?
Are you going to do it a little bit earlier? Can we do it a little bit earlier, Bo?
It may run about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Does 6 work for you, Alex?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Fine.
So Tuesday the 2nd at 6 o'clock.
All right. Lucas, Soil and Water Conservation District, they, in the press, they announced the 2023 Cooperator of the Year Award. I'd like to read that into the minutes. Bench Farms named Cooperator of the Year. The Lucas Soil and Water Conservation District announced its 2023 award winners at the 59th annual meeting in Oregon. The 2023 Cooperator of the Year was awarded to the Bench Family Farms of Jerusalem Township. For decades, the Bench operation has always been family-focused, with the fourth generation now helping out on the farm and at the roadside market on Route 2. David and Cindy Bench have owned and operated the Bench Farms greenhouse and roadside produce market for nearly 30 years, offering flowers, vegetables, and herbs for sale each year. Their children grew up learning the business and a love for the land. As a result, they have continued to build the family's farming legacy by venturing into various branches of agricultural business, including community-supported agriculture, organic farming, and beekeeping. One son, Eric, and his wife, Beth, have continued the legacy by participating in the H2 Ohio Phosphorus Reduction Program. Congratulations, David and Cindy.
Thank you.
All right. Other new business. We do need to decide whether we want to cancel the December 26th meeting since it's a day after Christmas. Is that a yes?
I'm all for that.
Yep, me too.
Okay. All right. So we'll plan to cancel the December 26th meeting. This will be the last regular meeting of December. Now, I'd like to, we do have a special meeting tomorrow with the we'll have a report out for the public and stakeholders regarding the Ohio Lake Erie Commission grant for coastal and shoreline resilience planning. That'll be next door in the big hall. That will be live streamed as well. That'll be at 7 o'clock. I would like to suggest that we schedule a special meeting probably within the next week for two purposes. Number one, David, you think you're going to have some tiling approval that we want to act upon before January. And then I'd also like to recommend that we, after we take care of that business, we go into executive session and perform performance reviews on the various department heads. So is there a date that works, gentlemen?
Well, I want to give David as much time as he can to get that last bit in to make sure he don't have to track that down.
No, he promised he'd have it tomorrow, so Tuesday, next Tuesday or something?
The 19th? Sure, that would work.
You want to do it earlier?
Whatever time you want.
Six work?
Six.
6 o'clock on December 19th. Okay, we'll get the notices out there.
Department heads on board.
And we'll notify the department and ask them to be available.
Make Kevin come again.
Yes, I think we should. I think Kevin should be there, yes. All right. There's a list of events and meetings. It looks like tomorrow's a really busy day. What, we have four meetings tomorrow?
Yeah.
Three of them are at the same time?
What's up with
that's kind of tough.
The DJ, regarding the DJ Mirrors one, that one kind of popped up, didn't it?
Yeah.
The Wilhelm Ditch?
Yeah. Yeah, he sent out notices, and everybody that's in that area is going to, we're going to meet over at the fire station. He's going to explain it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's going to speak.
He's kind of the head of it. He's going to take care of it all.
Are they starting work or planning on work, or is he just more informational?
More information.
Okay.
So the ARCOG meeting is at 6 across town, right?
I don't think there's much going on. I was going to call up and tell them that we probably wouldn't be there, and because nothing's went on down at the state to get any money, and that's the main thing to go for.
Okay.
So I was going to call and tell them probably wouldn't be there.
Okay, the Lucas County Township Association meeting, that's across town. That's at 7. That's the same time as the OLEC report out.
And they're just going to vote on their officers that they're going to appoint.
And then what time is the DJ Mirrors meeting? Is that 7 o'clock as well?
7 o'clock.
Oh,
6. 6? That's 6?
No, I think it's... I'll check, but I thought it was 7.
All right.
I could be wrong.
That's what you put on when he emailed it off that he wanted on there was 7. You put 7 on there.
Did I? Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, and that Mallard one, Kevin, that one is, that's the one that I've been talking to you about. We were talking about putting pumps at Decant and Cedar Point at one time, and we just put a tractor out at the lake and pumped. Patrick, I can't think of Patrick's last name. He's with the state. You've met him. They're talking about with Dex Unlimited putting some pumps there to pump the water that we're pumping, put most of it into the marsh. For the filtration. I don't know if all. I'll find out when I go to that meeting how much they're going to take. I hope they take it all, so we wouldn't have to pump anymore. So that might help us out.
That would save us, I can go back and figure it out since you have another meeting. I believe I billed the county this year for $14,000-$15,000 with the fuel and stuff for the tractor, and that doesn't, I usually don't bill them for labor.
Yeah, and your time, you figured your time, yeah, that's quite a bit of time.
But what I usually do is instead of our delivered price here, whatever the price is up here at the gas station, that's the price that I charge them for it. Then that way, at least we recoup a little bit towards the grease and a little bit of the labor and stuff like that, which ain't very much we get back. So.
We're currently pumping right in the lake, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this would be.
And they'll miss us because we keep that trap open to let that water.
Well, I know, but this is going to be perfect because they're so worried about the lake and, you know, discharging.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And the marshes are the whole idea. So this could be really good.
It saves us a lot of money, too. Yeah. And it's a win-win situation. If most people don't understand this all, but we have a John Deere tractor and a Chris Foley pump setting at the lake. And that pump will pump 9,000 gallon or 10,000 gallon a minute. And that's how we drain Cedar Point Road. Otherwise, Cedar Point Road would be a marsh. Yeah, so.
Yeah, basically about half to three quarters of the way over to Arquette Road because all the little side cut ditches that come into that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it used to be interesting to go back there because you get to go in areas they don't allow the public in. And that was just like with Eagles. After you drive back there a few 30 or 40,000 times, you don't even pay attention to the Eagles or nothing anymore. It's something that we needed to do something else with, which if we also free up the flapper gate that's back there that ain't been open in 6 years possibly, then now we got low water level. If that beach area gets opened up, it should drain gravity again, too.
It's a pretty beach back there.
Okay. All right. Any other new business that anyone has? Okay. Any other events or meetings to add?
We set 6 o'clock for the reorg meeting, right?
Correct. Okay. December 19th. Oh, I'm sorry.
For the reorg.
For the reorg. Sorry.
January
2nd.
The 15th, I got that meeting. This is only the second meeting they ever had. And
the advisory group? Okay.
Yeah, and I really don't know too much about it, but it's up in, Pearson Park.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I might as well go to it. Yeah. The first one they had was in, what was it, August, I believe, and it was way out the other side of town or something, so I didn't go. So I'll tell you what happens the next meeting.
Okay, all right. So... Also noting that January 19th, the TMACOG General Assembly, we normally have access to some state legislators, so that's a good one to be at.
Yep.
January 26th is the Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce State of the Community's Address. They normally ask Jerusalem Township to send a representative to present on the status of the township. And February 7th through the 9th, the Ohio Township Association Winter Conference. That's usually a very worthwhile conference. All right. Okay. If there's no other business, I'll move into public participation. All right. Mr. Tank.
Yeah, I'd like to know when this...
Bill, we're going to have to ask you to come up.
Well, nobody else did.
Well, we're asking you, everyone tonight, to come up because otherwise you don't get picked up and we do have people listening to the live stream.
You're going
to
hear me.
Joel's the one that asked for this. He wants to have it on the tape.
Here. Right over here at the podium, please, by the microphone. Thank you.
I've got to satisfy this. I want to know when this zoning crusade is going to stop. Since how you guys are the bosses... And I got to side with Jim. He's 100% right. And at the last zoning meeting, there's another 16 or 17 pages they want to introduce from Danbury Township. Now, where is this going to quit? We're not Danbury Township. We're not Maumee. We're not Sylvania. If we wanted to live like them, we would be living in their area. When are we going to quit, guys?
Well, I haven't seen anything about 16 or 17 more pages, Bill. Honestly, I don't know what they're working on.
You want me to show you the video of the meeting?
Well, I can ask for what they're working on and
yeah.
See what it is.
I think you guys need to get a copy because this is not going right. Like he said, the board should be coming up with these decisions, not the zoning inspector pumping it in. It's going backwards.
Well,
and then you guys jump above stuff.
No, that you're actually incorrect, because if you listen to the resolution that I read in, the state gave the responsibility to the elected township trustees.
To keep adding this stuff?
I'm not talking
about the resolution you just did. I'm talking about all this changing. One word anywhere can change the whole meaning of everything. And it's unfair to the residents. I mean, you guys are sitting on your duff, going to take all these roads from the county. We're not going to get any money. You can force them to pay it because we're paying it in. Even if you have to take them to court, you can get that money to maintain them roads.
Thank you for your comment, Mr. Tank.
I know. You'll take it under advisement, right?
Yep.
You're a real smart character, Mark.
Mr. Boothby?
Nothing. Thank you,
sir. Mr. Berger?
No.
I can't read
Scott Henniger.
Mr. Henniger.
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Litton.
Yep. Alex Litton. I'm just very disappointed in you guys for voting on the cannabis issue without bringing it to the public and waiting for more information to be present. In my mind, there's not enough information to make an informed decision on that issue yet. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Mr. Verb.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Westfall. All right, thank you very much. That's all the public comments that's been signed up. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'm seconding.
Roll call, Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler, yes. David Bench?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned at 7:52.
That's right. Recording.
She's standing over there watching. Oh, there she is.